The Park City Mountain Resort filed a claim against its landlord for nondisclosure. The resort says in the summer of 2001, it put $7 million into mountain improvements, much of it on the leased property, before they heard Towaster declare the lease had expired. Judge Harris threw out the resort's claim that Towaster was guilty of fraudulent nondisclosure. He didn't find evidence that the landlord had engaged in trickery, but he did preserve the claim of, quote, negligent nondisclosure. As part of his 82-page opinion, the judge said neither the mountain resort nor Towaster had a good system for tracking the lease, nor had they made sure an employee was assigned to follow it. He noted the mountain resort sent out an extension letter on May 2nd of 2011, which was late in any event. The letter was sent to the attention of Kayleen Cotter at United Park City Mines, who had been the resort's contact person for the landlord. But the resort didn't know that Cotter had left the employ of United Park in Towaster in 2010. The judge wrote it wasn't until the fall that anybody at Towaster became aware of the late letter. He wrote, tongue-in-cheek, that some Towaster employees discussed it in early November, but, quote, even at this point, the metaphorical light bulb above Towaster's head does not appear to have fully illuminated yet. He said it wasn't until December that Towaster head Jack Bistricer checked into the lease, prompted by some offhand remarks from Mountain Resort head John Cumming. Judge Harris concluded his entire opinion on a personal note, saying that he, as much as many Summit County community members, had hoped the two sides could find a way to resolve the dispute and operate both resorts in a somewhat normal manner. Quote, unfortunately, such a resolution has not been reached, and in the absence of any such resolution, the litigation must go forward as expeditiously as possible. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.